Thousands of Palestinians attended the funeral procession held in the presidential compound in occupied Ramallah, with the sound of sporadic gunfire filling the air. The procession was led by President of the Palestinian Unity Government Mahmoud Abbas and his Prime Minister Ramin Hamdallah.
He chose to be a real fighter. He chose to confront the Israeli occupation and its illegal practices everywhere. He always believed this is our homeland and we should defend it in different forms of resistance. He sent a message that despite being a minister, he was always with the people in the front lines, and there he was killed.
Mourners carried Abu Ayn's coffin to the martyr cemetery in Al Biri city near Ramallah, where he was laid to rest. They chanted the slogans, saying they are ready to sacrifice their lives for Palestine and ending the Israeli occupation. The Palestinians here held the Israeli regime fully responsible for Abu Ayn's death. Israel has claimed that Abu Ayn's death was caused by a blocked coronary artery, but the initial results of an autopsy showed that Abu Ayn had died after being beaten by Israeli soldiers, exposed to excessive amounts of tear gas and prevented by the Israeli army from being taken to a hospital in time.
The results of the autopsy showed that his martyrdom was the result of being beaten directly on the chest and as a result of inhaling tear gas that induced asphyxia, plus the obstruction by the Israeli army to transfer him to a hospital on time. So we say that he was killed because the Israeli soldiers assaulted him, and it's a war crime that the international law prosecutes its perpetrators.
Meanwhile, in an emergency meeting, Abbas said Palestinians are determined to continue popular resistance to fight against Israeli settlements and to continue the struggle until the occupation ends. And this is what mourners and all Palestinians are demanding.
Thousands of sad and angry Palestinians who took part in the funeral of Minister Ziad Abu Ayn have demanded for a quick reply from the Palestinian political leadership here. They say this reply should be equal to the magnitude of the crime itself that was committed by Israel. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.